At 6:30 this morning, security staff got word that an inmate had taken a prison employee hostage. Warden Mike Thurmer says train negotiators immediately began talking with Stuart Ellenson, who is serving time for a first-degree murder conviction. Ellenson reportedly held his hostage in a room reserved for dental work and had unspecified homemade weapons with him. Then shortly after noon, Ellenson surrendered the dental technician, then himself, to authorities. Thurmer says the staff and law enforcement personnel had been prepared for any number of outcomes.
I don't believe that anything prepares you to necessarily be comfortable in how to handle a situation like this. But again, our staff are trained in dealing with these situations, but when it actually comes time to deal with it, it's another story. But I think our staff were exemplary.
Ellenson is being held separately from other inmates. Officials will not comment on the status or his motives, except to say that some of his demands were of a general nature, like wanting cigarettes. The employee, identified only as Tracy, is now with her family and friends. State Corrections Secretary Rick Ramish describes today's outcome as wonderful.
No physical injuries. I can't really talk about the emotional injuries at this time. There's no question the trauma that this individual went through under something like this. He wouldn't want to wish this on anyone. It was a horrible incident for her, and we'll do everything we can to ensure that she'll be all right and stay with us.
Corrections officials have largely kept quiet on other details, saying the incident will remain under investigation. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.